I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross. Lord, for the friends I have loved and lost, in that features and the freedom I fought for these grounds in us. I hope it's not too late to save America. Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen on EA Truth Radio. Hello, my name is Dan. This is May 9th, 2022. Our show will be about current events, trying to get the truth out there. What I'll do is strip out the fake news so you don't have to. We'll be talking about news that came out in the last week. Perhaps mainstream news that shouldn't have been in the news, or things that were not in the news but should have been. Plenty of distractions out there, and what we're trying to do is expose those types of things on our show today. This is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start off with a prayer to our Father God Almighty. We humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with every listener right now, where they are, as they tune into the show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lots to cover on this week's episode. We'll be going over the news, like I said, and we'll see. I'll leave it up to you to come to a conclusion on what it is that you like or agree with or want to research further. Number one, Trump supports Dr. Oz. Now, this just came out recently. Regardless of what you think of Trump or Dr. Oz, it's strange, I think, that he's promoting Dr. Oz. He might be good in some sense of the word. He probably has some positives, but just connections to Dr. Oz with Marina Abramovich and her spirit cooking and whatnot. It surprises me to see that. Just wanted to toss it out there, see if we have any comments out there from the rest of the listening audience. Eric Swalwell was in the news again. Democratic. Remember the congressman found linked with the Chinese spy. Not sure how he still holds the job, but nonetheless he does. And he continues to go after the Republicans. So. Now, I myself am not a Republican. I'm also not a Democrat, but it's interesting how they just go back and forth without nothing ever gets done. They just argue with one another. And that's how you can tell the true politicians from the real ones, the patriots, I should say. And nothing ever gets done with this guy. In fact, he said when the Roe versus Wade came out and the abortion topic came out, which I believe is also a distraction, nonetheless, he said, watch out for the Republicans because next they're going to go after interracial marriage and end that. Now, I'm not sure where that comes from. I'm not sure where that allegation came from. I've never heard that before. Why on earth would anyone be after interracial marriage? Why would he even bring that up on Twitter? I don't understand Swalwell with a lot of the things that he does or says. Now, he's a bad actor, another deep state black hat bad guy. So it doesn't matter what he says, but it's interesting where they get this stuff from. But he was quick on the take there. I'm not sure where the interracial marriage thing came up or who is for or against that or what that matters. I'm not sure the relevancy of that comment, but that's what he tweeted this week. Strange. Now, we know that the Pfizer doc dump came out this last week. 80,000 pages of declassified information relating to the vaccine. Now, the front page news should be all over this, I would assume. Very, very big topic. But instead, it's Roe versus Wade. We're talking about the Supreme Court who leaked the document about possibly overturning it. the big war in Ukraine versus Russia. A lot of this is just nonsense as far as distraction. Now, some of it, to some extent, could be true. I'm not saying it's all a lie. I'm not saying it's all a hoax. But we keep hearing about the case, this how serious things are in the Ukraine. Now they're referring to Ukraine as war-torn. You know, we've heard the old phrase 20 years ago, war-torn Bosnia, you know, back in the day. Now they say there's no electricity, there's no water, there's no food in Ukraine, and how dire the system is over there. Well, what we get this week is surprise visits. First of all, Jill Biden makes a surprise visit into the Ukraine. Well, that's odd. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau makes a surprise visit to the Ukraine. I keep hearing about how dangerous it is over there, and the airports aren't safe. You can't land. You can't do anything because the situation is so dire. Well, U2 made it. Yes, the rock band U2 came and gave a concert, performed a concert in the Ukraine. Now, this is really getting to the real edge here of bizarreness of all these things going on. So I don't think the situation there in the Ukraine is that bad. Is there things going on? Yes. Is it a full-blown war? No. Is it meant to be made that way? Yes. Is it the fear mongers out there to say the U.S. will be involved next? World War III will be next? Those are the things we keep hearing about. And all that is, once again, is fear. All that is to the regular general public is fear that something may go down. And that's what they live on. They live on the fear. If you're not afraid of it, you don't care about the war or what's going to happen, you'll be much better off because we need to be worrying about the true things, the real things going on. Now, the movie from Dinesh D'Souza came out called 2000 Mules. That came out. That's huge news. I'll get to that later, but huge news. But all we keep hearing about is these surprise visits and Roe versus Wade, the leak, where the leak come from in the Supreme Court. We've got 80,000 pages of Pfizer docs to go through. So mainstream media, once again, very good at deflecting. Very good at deflecting. And another thing that made the news this week, Elon Musk in the news, they say there was a possibility that Trump possibly kind of pushed Elon to buy Twitter. Well, that's not the case. Folks thought that Trump may have pushed him to buy it because then he would be able to get back on the platform. That is misinformation. That is not true. Now, Elon saw that right away, and he's pretty good at responding to the tweets. And he says, no, Trump did not push me or encourage me to buy Twitter. There's nothing of the sort. I was not in communication with him at all. In fact, Trump has publicly said he's perfectly happy on Truth Social, his own platform. He has no interest in coming over to Twitter. So we already know Trump's not interested in going over to Twitter. And so these rumors get started. That Trump had something to do with Elon Musk buying Twitter so he could get back on. No, that is not the case. Elon Musk came out and said, I was not in communication with him. And so there's really no news there. Now, Ghislaine Maxwell, speaking of being in the news, her sentencing is next month for her guilty. All of her charges were guilty. Now, she just got moved out of solitary confinement this week. She's now in an actual normal dormitory setting with roommates and things like that. Basically, kind of general population there for her in that metropolitan detention center there in Manhattan is where she is. But I didn't realize that she was in solitary confinement this entire time since her 2020 arrest. So she has not been able to get out and visit and have visitors and whatnot. Now she'll be able to have the normal things for this last month. And then, like I said, she gets sentenced in June. The CDC this week says 5 dead and 19 sickened. These are children due to a mysterious hepatitis outbreak. Now, this came out May 7th. The CDC, in fact, admitted this themselves. 5 children died 19 are sick by a mysterious hepatitis outbreak. Well, I don't think there's a hepatitis running around, running rampant among children, but which age group has been getting the biggest push to get vaccines and boosters is kids age 5 to 11. That's that whole market that has been untapped, so to say. They're trying to get these things available, get the vaccines out there, get them jabbed. Well, the problem is kids and young adults and adolescents are dying and getting myocarditis, having blood problems, heart clots, and heart illnesses. And so all sorts of illnesses are coming out. Now, it may be true that these individuals got hepatitis. I'm not really doubting that. Maybe they did. But we got to keep in mind what the vaccine does is destroys your immune system. So kids nowadays could get a common cold or get the flu or something just basic, and their body cannot fight it off. Remember, your body's the best immunity against typical normal things. It's best to let itself fight these things off. Taking more and more vaccines and more jabs and more boosters is just damaging that altogether. So the kids may have hepatitis. Now, is it mysterious? Well, I think that's where the propaganda comes in a case like that. I think they know darn well what's going on with these kids. We also have all these deaths coming out. Random deaths of people after they get the vaccine, after they get the jab. Now, the common quote we get from doctors, keep this in mind next time you see an article. They'll say doctors are baffled. They can't figure out what the cause is, what the reasoning is. So that's the phrase they're going with in the propaganda machine. Doctors are baffled. And here we get the CDC coming out saying the kids are sick, kids are dying, but it is some mysterious outbreak. Well, I don't think it's mysterious. Nothing else has changed in the children's lives. The only thing that you can enter as a new variable in their lives was the vaccine shot or the booster. So if the child was healthy and nothing changed, you have to look for what changed in their lives, the vaccine. They got the vaccine, now they get sick, get hepatitis, die, whatever the fact is. That's the reason all of this is happening. Project Veritas announced a new expose going to be coming out. Look for this on May 16th. I like to typically talk about things on this show in the past. Things in the past, for instance, the last week. Now, this is coming up May 16th. But look for that new expose. They're doing an expose, Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, on Twitter. On Twitter, the topic of Twitter, whether it's Elon Musk or whether it's the secret all-hands-on-deck meeting that they had that was secretly recorded. And they talked about what they were going to do and how to fix things and hope Elon wouldn't take over. A lot of these things that are very interesting, but that I look forward to that on May 16th coming out. Hunter Biden laptop news this week, it came out. Hunter Biden, new documents were released. This one shows that when he came in and gave the laptop to the Mac store owner there, I think this came out in the notes to the upcoming book. The Mac shop owner came out with a book saying, here's my side of the story so we can finally get it right. He said that Hunter came in with three laptops. He was next door at the cigar lounge having a bunch of things to drink over there for many hours. And then he brought his laptops in to be repaired. They were wet. They were underwater. Something happened to them. They needed to be dried out. He couldn't access anything on the laptop, so that's why he dropped off all three. This is when the owner started looking for ways to recover the files and started finding folders upon folders upon folders of video porn, drug use videos, photographs, and whatnot. Now, at first, he couldn't get into it. Well, while Hunter was still there, he was embarrassed, but he says, you know, my password is blank. He couldn't say it, but the password was anal blank 69 was the password. So that became big news this week. This shows, I think, the immaturity of Hunter Biden. Remember, at the same time, now he's making business deals with Burisma Holdings, business deals in the Ukraine. He was serving on the board of directors of a company in China. But we all know that he was using crack and meth and partying and was out of commission. So he drops the laptop off. I believe he forgets that he had it because he didn't remember where it was when he came to and needed it. He forgot where he dropped it off. That's why the laptop went missing. It didn't go missing. He didn't know, had no recollection of where he dropped it off to be fixed. And so when this guy saw it sitting there for a year, how many months later? I think it was a year later. Finally went in and turned it into the FBI to be looked at after he found the incriminating criminal activity on it from Biden himself, Hunter's son. This all took place in 2019. So this was in the run-up to the election for 2020. And some say that this indeed, and this itself, was the reason for Biden to steal the election. He could not have Trump or anyone else, for that matter, win the 2020 election because it would expose the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. Biden needed to win in order to cover up the laptop from hell that was exposed in 2019. So that's some folks thinking on that. We do know the election was stolen. A documentary called Absolute Proof came out talking all about the variety of ways the election was robbed, stolen, tricked, hijacked, taken over, hacked, votes flipped in the middle of the night. So it was very interesting. It was very interesting that because this leads up to the 2000 Mules movie I'm going to be getting to soon, is the whole election rigging that has been so blatant and obvious up to this point. There's still people out there. I got into a couple of arguments the other day on Twitter and on Facebook with people who think the 2000 Mules movie is propaganda. It's right-wing, Trump-loving propaganda. Well, I'll get to that more later, but that's why the Absolute Proof movie was made. All it does is show evidence. It's not slanted one way or the other. It's not biased one way or the other. It just shows the evidence. 2000 Mules movie shows the evidence. Does not push it one way or the other. Does not use slanted recording. It just shows data and lots of it. So I think when that all came out, we also had the other reason for the Roe versus Wade leak, I think, that came out with Roe versus Wade. You know, that whole thing came up. I don't think the abortion issue was an issue at all until the leak came out. Now, we've been talking about, on this very show, the Democrats approving third-term pregnancy abortions. Third term. So months 7, 8, 9 to say, you know what, it's okay to abort this child. Now, they got into, in the state of California, that passed into, I think it passed into law, or was about to be passed into law, and we've covered it on this show itself, where they said it's okay for the mother to make a decision up to 24 or 48 hours after the child is born. If she still does not want it, they will go through the process of killing it, calling that an abortion too, after the baby has been successfully given birth through C-section or natural childbirth. They still have that option for 24 to 48 hours if they do not want that child. They can do the abortion at that time. Well, that's killing the infant. That's literally killing, murdering the infant. And these are the types of the laws the Democrats have pushed through to try to get. We, on the other hand, have been raising a stink for months about these rules and these laws and what they're trying to get and push through. And now we get this random Roe versus Wade, and everybody's talking about it. Every news station, TV, media, newspaper outlet is talking Roe versus Wade and how what a big sin it could be to impact that. Well, that may be maybe something to talk about, maybe something to be, but wouldn't the front page headlines be allowing the mother to give birth and to decide 24 hours later to that she doesn't want the child and then to kill it at that point and still call it an abortion? Why isn't that the front page news? We can go back a few episodes. I talked about that in the last couple of months, that very thing, and it didn't seem to be getting any attention, but now this seems to be getting all the chance, all the attention. Now, the Dems are also saying this, the Roe versus Wade. They keep saying, my body, my choice. My body, my choice, with this whole abortion. Well, remember, these are the same people now, several weeks ago and several months ago, saying you need to take the jab. I don't care if you want the jab or not, or believe in it or not, you need to take it. It's required to get the jab. Folks were saying, yeah, but it's my body, my choice. I'll get the jab if I want. I won't get it if I don't want that in my system or in my body. The Dems in the far left, the left itself, were saying, no, you need to get it to save us all, to protect us all. You need it, like it or not. You need to get the jab. You are an idiot if you don't get the jab. This is what they were saying. Well, very different than the my body, my choice concept that we're getting here. Now, on shows like this, we expose and explain these types of things of how ludicrous it is. Ludicrous. This is exactly the hypocrites that we're dealing with. So it's very different, very different. Let's see. All right, 2,000 mules. Very interesting. So this whole thing comes up. Now, we do know for a fact that Trump and Dan Scavino were in that skiff the night of the election, a secure location with multiple cameras and videos and surveillance, watching the election go down. And they watched it in real time when the votes flipped at 3 a.m. They knew that was fishy. They knew when things started not making sense. They knew when Biden had a lead in several of the states, and the states acknowledged that they stopped counting because Biden had already won. Anomalies happened the very same night, and Trump was saying that the election was rigged from the very beginning. Now, he got laughed at, ridiculed, and they said he's a conspiracy theorist because it's the safest election ever. Well, Dinesh D'Souza comes out with this movie, 2,000 Mules, that only takes a look at one segment of the election fraud, one segment, the ballot traffickers, And the only thing he did was look at those taking the ballots. And so his movie looked into four states that had high anomalies and went into those and had the footage, video surveillance footage of folks going to multiple Dropbox locations on voting night. Multiple, not just one, not just handing off some ballots for a friend or a neighbor or a loved one or someone in a nursing home, dropping off loads and loads of ballots, and then going to another Dropbox and dropping off loads, another Dropbox, loads. And what they were doing was wearing gloves, latex gloves. Well, I don't know why anyone dropping off voting ballots would be wearing latex gloves. And then they would take a picture with their cell phone of the Dropbox to prove that they were there. I also don't know of anyone taking photographs of a normal, rational person taking photographs of the Dropbox. Well, that was to have the proof then so they would get paid for their work. Now, it's illegal to get paid, illegal, every state, to drop off vote ballots on behalf of someone else and get paid for it in return. That is illegal. So right off the bat, the 2000 Mules movie already shows criminal activity. Now, what they did was they did not care what cell phone tracking, geo-tracking that they got if those folks, and we did get, at the same time, the movie does start off with Joe Biden making the claim that we had the most extensive voter fraud network in American history. And so he does the Freudian slip there. The Freudian slip. Not to say it was the most secure, he said that many times also, but at one point he does say it was the most extensive voter fraud network in American history. So this thing was so bundled up on so many different ways. So the folks are dropping these off, but they're going to the stash house first to get their load. So they've got the stash houses where the mules then, it's a mule if you're getting paid for it, much like a drug mule. Ballot harvesting, you can certainly do. I think most states or some states have that where you can take, like I said before, family, friends, loved ones, if your family members in a nursing home or something, you can collect their ballots and drop them off in a drop box. That's called ballot harvesting. Legal in some cases, illegal in others, but you can certainly do that on behalf of your family. That would warrant one trip to one voter box and not be looking around at the cameras to see if anyone's watching, like these people on video did. You wouldn't have a need to wear latex gloves. You wouldn't have a need whatsoever to take a photograph of the voter box. And you also would not be going to the drop box location. You'd be taking the votes from the absentee ballots from your family, friends, like I said, nursing home, whatever. You'd have five or six of them. You'd drop them off. That'd be it. These people are going to the stash houses first, collecting the load, and then going to multiple locations, 5, 10, 15, 20 locations of boxes to drop them off in small batches so they wouldn't get traced back. Well, each one of these voter boxes, drop boxes, set up by the state, each state has them. But when you install them, you have to install the video surveillance camera on that and make that video surveillance available. So that's how these guys were able to put the movie together. And they tracked a couple hundred from each state. I think 1,100 mules in Pennsylvania. In total, there was over 2,000 mules who did this and got paid in four states for doing this. And that was, I believe, those who went to 15 or more drop boxes. There was many, many more who went to between five and 10 drop boxes to make the drop. Those aren't even included in the 2,000. If you limit the scope to just those people who went to 15 or more, those are the dead ringers. Those are the obvious ones. Those are the ones that there's no plausible excuse. They should be in prison and in handcuffs. Anyone doing vote fraud, that is, I believe that's a treason. That's a the crime there is a federal crime. Now, they lessened the scope to track people who went to, I think, five or more. Now, there still would not be five or more Dropbox locations if you're doing it on the up and up, right? They dwindled it down to people who made five or more stops in those four states, and again, came to the number of 54,000 mules that they tracked. 54,000 cell phones were identified in four states of people that made five or more stops in one night after going to a stash house. Well, right then and there, the movie could have been 54,000 mules. We've already got evidence of 54,000. Now, once again, ballot harvesting is collecting and making a single drop. You can do that. Some states say they don't want you doing that, but it's, for the most part, that's not what this movie's about. The movie's about the harvesters, the mules. They're not the... It was the people getting paid for it, the people going to many, many as part of an ongoing orchestrated event that they did. An orchestrated event, this was done on purpose. This was not something that could be easily explained as just, oh, that was, I made a mistake. You could not explain these things in this case, in that movie. So be sure when you get a chance, watch that movie. It's available on BitChute for free. You can certainly share it and watch it and get a subscription or rent it or purchase it or buy it. Believe me, Dinesh D'Souza is not out to make money on this. So he's also pushing that free version out on BitChute. It's 90 minutes long. All of it is proof. There's nothing in that film that you can discount. Nothing. Now, many of the locations, when they filed the FOIA request to get the video surveillance footage of the vote location Dropbox, several came back saying the video is not available. The video was not on, the camera was not on, or the camera malfunctioned. You know, some of these things that we hear along with the Epstein murder, where the surveillance was not working and somehow did not work that night. Well, that also is unacceptable. That's unacceptable. So the states running those cameras that did not work, will someone be held accountable for that? So Dinesh D'Souza and his group comes off and touches on many, many things, but just all relating to the voter fraud from the absentee ballots only. He doesn't touch on the votes that were flipped. He doesn't touch on the things that happened at 3 o'clock in the morning where the votes flipped over and all of a sudden Trump, that had a big healthy lead in a lot of these states and counties, all of a sudden was way behind. He doesn't touch on those. Absolute proof, the movie does a very good job on that. That's all I've got for tonight. Remember, we now have Truth Premium on our website. For only 99 cents per month, you will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Also, be sure to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Also, Eternal Affairs Media has exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. Lindell, by the way, was part of that Absolute Proof documentary that was put together. Very well done. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. Our exciting news is that we've partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL, one word, ETERNAL, at MyPillow.com, you'll receive up to 66% off. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. You can also call 1-800-795-5993. That's 1-800-795-5993. I'd like to make a shout out to Reverend Dave for donations, Dusty, Lisa, Andy, also Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Charla, and Diana, and new patrons, Alicia and Dan. Thanks again for listening. Today is May 9th, 2022. My name is Dan. Have a good night. Yeah.